Well, I think every year is different. So I think that whatever happened last year has really nothing to do with this year. I really believe that. I think that we've got to go out there and prepare and be ready for the challenges of a new schedule, new players that we'll be going against. We've got a lot of players back on our defense, but we'll be seeing some different players and all the teams we're playing. And I think one of the things we have to do on both sides of the ball and on special teams, we've got to start better than we did last year. You know, we need to start fast. We've talked about our guys, or talked about that with our guys, but I don't think we even think about it as far as last year's concerned when it comes to, like, what the stats were or whatever. Every year is different. I would say both, John. Yeah, I would say we need to, you know, try to do a better job of getting off to a better start in games and definitely a better start in the season. What would I like to – oh, so, yeah, no, I think he's improved. You know, I think that, you know, I just like to see steady improvement from him. I think that one of the things that we have to do at that position on Thursday is take care of the football, manage the game properly, you know, move the sticks on third down, execute in the red area, get us into the right plays. And I think communication with the huddle, if we go no huddle, all those different things. I just want to see steady improvement from him, and then Brandon will play too and see steady improvement from him. This Dallas game? Yeah, no, I think it's significant. I think, first of all, anytime you go out there and you play a game, it's significant. You know, I think there's a number of guys that will be playing in this Dallas game that really are fighting for a spot on our team. And so there's some really tough decisions that are going to have to be made over the next 5-6 days, and this game will play a part of it. It's not the only part, but it'll be part of the decision process. Well, I mean, definitely fans have talked to me about that, and also, you know, just my Houston friends that are native Houstonians have talked to me about that. So we know the significance of that to play Dallas and to understand that whether it's preseason or not, it doesn't matter. It's a big game for this city, and we want to go out there. We talked to our players about that this morning. You know, we're going up there to win the game and play well. I try to give you guys, I speak for myself on some of these things, and it was good. It was good. You know, I don't think my opinion on that really matters, to be honest with you. I think that's the way the league is set up, and so whatever the schedule is that the league puts out, that's what we abide by, and I don't think my opinion on that really matters. The new rule, you mean, with the touchback rule? You know, I don't know, Stephanie. I think it'll be interesting to see. I know that in the preseason, there has been a lot more, including with us, you know, a lot more of directional kicking and trying to put it in the corner outside the numbers where they have to take it out. And I thought that our coverage unit the other day did a really good job of covering kicks, and that was good to see. But as far as the whole league goes and how that'll play out during the season, I think we're going to have to wait and see. I'm not sure. I really couldn't tell you. I think that when the rule was put in place, I think they were looking at it from a safety standpoint, and we'll see how that all plays out. I'm not sure. Talking about corner or cornerback? Yeah. We have a pretty deep corner position. You know, when you look at you know, our top 4, 5, 6 corners, you know, these guys are all good football players. Some have more experience than others. Some have different types of skill sets. They can do different things. Some guys can play safety. Some guys can help us a whole ton on special teams. And so, you know, I think it's a good group of guys, and it's another, for the roster question I think Mark asked, you know, it's another tough decision, you know, how many to keep and things like that. So Those guys, it's a very competitive group. Yeah, you know, I think it depends on how good you feel about your quarterback position and also how you feel about another position on the roster. You know, is it something where it's a – roster decisions are very tough because you're trying to put together the right 53, and part of that has to do with, okay, are you releasing a player and exposing him to the wire in order to just keep a guy because you're thinking – You know, conservatively or cautiously or safely about a position, and that's important too to have those type of discussions. So those are tough decisions. I don't really have an exact thought on that. You know, whether to keep two or three. I've been in places. You know, obviously New England where we kept two quite a bit for the years that I was there. I think we only kept three once when I was there, and then here. You know, obviously we've kept three, and you know we've had a bunch over the last couple of years. So. We've got. I know this. We have three really good quarterbacks in our room. We've got Brock as the starter. Tom's the backup right now. Weed has really improved a lot, so we feel good about our quarterback room today. Anybody on our team, or what do you mean, punter around? I mean, I don't know if you can say that, John. I don't know if there is. I know that he's. I'm not sure there is. You know, he's done a lot of. You know, he and I talked a lot during the off season about. What we felt, he and I, you know, you're talking to a guy that, you know, in some aspects has Hall of Fame numbers, you know, relative to, you know, Ray Guy being in the Hall of Fame and things like that. I think he's, and so you're not dictating to this guy. He's a guy that I have a lot of respect for, and we talked a lot about how he can improve to help our football team. And that's the one thing about Shane, he is a team guy. He cares about the team. And he wants the team to win. You know, he's in 2002. That was the last time he had ever been on a championship-type team. The Raiders went to the Super Bowl that year. And so, you know, he's somebody that really cares about winning, and he knows that he's closer to the end of his career than he is to the beginning, and he wants to win. And so I think part of his what you see is some of the things that we talked about, and he's executing it pretty well. Well, I think one of the things that we've seen that to me has been very impressive, and it has to continue during the season, is his command of the offense. You know, when we watch the tape, and even if you watch the TV copy, because we do look at that a lot just to, you know, because all these players are mic'd up now, so we kind of use that as some of our study of opponents and our own stuff. And, you know, one of the things that stands out to me personally is his knowledge and his command of the offense, and that has to continue to improve, and it has to – We can't take a step back with that, and I think that's something that he does really well, and that's what I would really like to see him continue to do when the season starts.